Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Samach Vav. The Gemara, it's in the middle of Samach Vav and Aleph, starting from Aveyu Al Sedeyum. The Gemara is discussing the case of the Mishnah, the second case of the Mishnah Daf Samachayim and Beis. The Mishnah had said like this, Aveyu Al Sedeyum, someone lends money and takes a field as a mashkin. The malva tells the leiva, if you don't pay me back in the next 3 years, then I could keep the field. He gets the field. That he took the field in this eifin, he lent the money, and he said, if you don't pay back in 3 years, he gets the field, and the Chacham allowed him to get the field. So the Gemara discusses the validity of the Kenyan. The Gemara discusses the question of Asmachta, and we'll speak about it behemshech of the Shir. But first, I want to discuss the Rishenim's Kasha on the Mishnah and the Gemara, because it's a very sadistic discussion in Hilchas Ribbis. In the Gemara, it's mavur that the field is worth more than the money that he's giving. The question of keneged ma'isav, or more than keneged ma'isav, kana ha'koyl. So Rishonim ask, enechinami mitzad, the validity of the kinyan, yavashayla, is it a smachta, does it work, do you say me'achshav? But what happened to the problem of ribbis? Why isn't this ribbis? He's lending money, and if you don't pay back within 3 years, you get a field which is worth more than the money that you're lending. Why isn't that Pasha Ribbis? The Chayit should be Ribbis Ksutza. As a fact, the Rishonim, Taisus asks his Kasha, and Daf Samachay in the days, the Bemaskal Isimka Li El Bedam Malol. And his Kasha is, he asks it like a steward to the Gemara there. The Gemara there says that if he lends money, and he says, when you want to sell the field, you can't sell to anyone except for me for a lower price, that's Aser. So you see, that getting a field for a lower price, al salvo, is aser. And here it says, if you don't pay me back within 3 years, I get the field, then it's for a lower price. And there it says, it's mutter. So Taisa says two turuts. One turuts says, according to the Mount Yaman, it says that at Mishnah is talking about me achshav, so then it's not a problem, Taisa holds. We spoke about this in the previous year. Because if it's me achshav, there's no shasha ribis bechlal, because you're manushach. If he pays him back within 3 years, then there's no ribbis. And if he doesn't pay back within 3 years, so Kumtai says, no alva. He bought the field me'achshav. He got the field at the same time he gave the alva. There's no prepayment b'chlal. So mele, there's no ribbis. The case of emtirtzu limcha atimkum elali b'damim alolu is that not that I'm going to get it me'achshav. Either way, there's alva. So Mel, if he wants to sell it, he has to sell it for cheaper to him, so that's ribbis. Tzarechet ribbis, like the Gemara says. But this case, if you hold that we say me'achshav, Taisus holds it's b'chol not ribbis. Because on the tzad, that he doesn't pay back within 3 years, I'm afraid it's b'chol not alva, he gets the field me'achshav. We mentioned that some Rishonim hold that even me'achshav could be a problem of ribbis, maybe a mechzik ribbis. But Lamaisa, some Amiram learned that I'm not talking about me'achshav. So according to them, why isn't it a problem of ribbis? So Taisus says, because here he really has an etza. He really, at the end of the 3 years, when he doesn't have the money to pay back, he could easily sell the field to whoever he wants. He's not limited to who he sells the field to. He could sell the field to whoever he wants and make the proper money, the appropriate amount of money on the field, and pay him back the chayv. He could do this at the end of the 3 years. Nothing is stopping him from doing it. So Mamela, when you made this deal is really not binding on the leiva b'chlal. It never is. You'd say, if you don't pay within 3 years, you have to give him the entire field as mine. He could make a sale right before the 3 years is up and have enough money to pay him back. So why doesn't he do it? Stop, he doesn't want to. He chooses not to. That's not ribbis. He's not doing it b'shvil alva. B'shvil alva is an easy way out. And when you have an easy way out, then you don't have to pay, and you choose not to take that out, that can't be ribbis. That's what Taisa says. Shtigl shver. Why isn't it ribbis mucheris? Enechinami. It's not ribbis ksutza. Why is it ribus mucheres? He's giving him the field for cheaper. And that's the peroyin of the alva. So the emes is, shitas taisis seems to be that ribus mucheres is only when you say that you're doing it because of the alva. That's the only case of ribus mucheres. If you don't say you're doing it because of the alva, it's not called ribus mucheres or das taisis. We don't pass it that way. We pass it whenever you give extra b'shasit peroyin, that's ribus mucheres, even if you don't say it's because of the alva. Kapanim Taisa Shita say it's not so shver, why it's not ribus mucheres. But other Rishayim ask the Kasha. The Rashba brings the Raivid that asks the Kasha. And the Raivid's first teretz says that even if it's not Me'achshav, it's still a Mechira. That's why it's not ribus, it's still a Mechira. But it's a little bit shver, even though it's a Mechira. But why isn't it ribus derech mecher? The Chari prepaid for the Mechira, and because of that you got a better price. But the Rashba says in other teretz, Enechanami, it is avek ribbis, like the Rashba. It's avek ribbis taka. It's ribbis derech mechir, it's avek ribbis. The Mishnah never says it's mutter. The Mishnah says, harei u'shaloi, it's his. It's binding, it works. The Mishnah is telling you a chiddush in chayish and mishpat, that such a deal works, it makes the kenyan. But Enechanami, it's also to do it because it's ribbis. But the Rashba asks the kasha, it's very shver. This Mishnah is here in Perek Ezu Neshach. We're here discussing Hilchas Ribbis. If there is an Issa Ribbis here, the Mishnah would zich have mentioned it. If this Mishnah was talking about Hilchas Asmachta, it's in the middle of Bava Basra with Hilchas, whether the Mechira works, Hilchas Mechira. So maybe the Mishnah would neglect to tell us that there's an Issa Ribbis. And besides, when you learn Hilchas Ribbis, you'll find out that even though it works in its Chal, there's still an Issa Ribbis. But here we're learning Hilchas Ribbis. How could the Mishnah leave out such an important point that even though Harei Ushalai and the Kenyan is valid, but there's still an Issa Ribbis? Azak der Ashba Gevaldige Yisait. This is the Yisait I want to say. Kamer Rishenim say this Yisait. Now there are a lot of Prote Dinim when it applies and the Machlekes in about it. But the Yisait Adavar is that a late fee is not Ribbis. A knas for paying late is not ribbis. And the first one to say this yisayit is actually the Rimagash in Vava Basra. On Daf Kuf Samaches, there's a Mishnah that talks about Mishapara Mixas Chayvai, someone who pays part of his chayv, and they make a deal that if he doesn't pay by a certain time, he loses the prepayment. He loses the payment, the partial payment that he has, and he has to pay the entire chayv. In other words, they make a knas. If you don't pay by a certain time the rest of the chayiv, then you lose this and you owe the entire chayiv. And again, the Mishnah discusses the asmachta issue. Does that work or not? Achleikas Rebhudin Rebyesi. That's what the Gemara here brings down. The Frekhtiri Magash, why isn't that ribbis? If I go and I say, if I don't pay the chayiv by a certain time, I'm going to have to pay more. So why isn't that a problem of ribbis? Zakhtri Magash, if you think about it, there's no agonate here b'chlal. Ribbis is a pshat, you're paying to use money for a certain amount of time. Here you're not paying to use money for a certain amount of time. You're allowed to use the money for free until the Zman Pirayin, until the cutoff date, you could use the money for free. If you paid back a regular before that cutoff date, that cutoff time, a regular before it, you didn't have to pay a penny. And you pay back the rega after that cutoff date, and you have to pay the entire fine. So it wasn't for holding on to the money, it was only for crossing the line, which is only one rega. That doesn't have any mamashis that you held money for a certain amount of time. Ribbis is a pshat, b'schar that I'm holding the money for a certain amount of time, I'm paying for it. But here, you're not paying for holding it a certain amount of time. You're paying for crossing the deadline. The deadline doesn't have a mamashis, it's not an amount of time, b'chlal. You pay a regular earlier, you don't have to pay anything. You pay a regular later, and you already have to pay the entire knas. That's not considered ribbis b'chlal. Does like the Rimagash and the Sefer HaTrumas and Shai Memvav Perek Dalad Islam and Beis, Paskins that way also, Allah Lamaisa, also the Ridva over here and above a Basra over there, Paskins halacha l'maisa, even by halva, it's mutter to have a late fee. It's mutter to say, if you don't pay back by a certain time, you get a fee, you get a knas. And that's not ribis, because the knas is not for holding on to the money for any tangible amount of time. The knas is for crossing this border. Memela, that's not called aganata b'chla. So the Rashba also says this, you say, like the Ritva says here, like the Ritva says in Bava Basha, like the Rimagash in Bava Basha, like the Sefer HaTrumas. The Rashba also says this, you say, and he also says it in Chuvas, and Chuvas and Michasas Laramban, Simon Reish Chaf Aleph. This you say, that a late fee is not ribbis. Now the Rashba is more machmino, because the Rashba says, Enechinami, it's not ribbis ksutza. And he says, Enechinami, it's not even avak ribbis, because if it would be avak ribbis, it would have to be mentioned here. But Zag the Rashba, it's still awesome, because it's like ribbis mucheris, he says. Or it's like haromis ribbis, like we had before, and daf samach beizim and beiz, we had before the din of haromis ribbis, where you pay ribbis by making it that you're not officially paying for the aganotar, you're paying for a sale, and then you're selling it back. Haromis ribbis, here also, a late fee tain at the Rashba is haromis ribbis, or kapanim it's ribbis mucheris. But that, the Rashba says in Chedushim and Chesant, as long as it's not really ribbis, there's ribbis deraisa, there's ribbis derabanan, then there's haramas ribbis, or ribbis mucheris, which is bechlal not ribbis. It's exerid derabanan ba'alma, it doesn't have episode din ribbis. Mashal avik ribbis, you have to return lots of yedei shemayim. Haramas ribbis, not. So then it's not fair why the Gemara didn't mention it. That the Gemara was seimach, that there's a later Mishnah which talks about Ribbis Mucheris and Ribbis Mukdemis as a brice about Aramis Ribbis. It didn't mention the Isser of Aramis Ribbis and Ribbis Mucheris. So the Rashba holds that Einach Inami, there is a Svara that Knas is not Ribbis, but it's still Osir. It's Aramis Ribbis. It's Avak, it's Ribbis Mucheris. But the other Rishonim, like we said, hold its Mutter. Why don't they hold its Ribbis Mucheris or Aramis Ribbis? Dachsach, it's Pashit. It's not Ribbis Mucheris, because Ribbis Mucheris is the attack of paying for the loan. Now, you're absolutely not Mechuyev to pay for the loan. There was no deal that you have to pay for the loan. You're doing it with your own free will. You're giving him Matana. But you're giving him Matana because of the loan. Here, you're not paying for the loan Bechlal. You're paying for the late fee. You're paying for crossing the borderline. The payment is a security to make sure you pay on time. That's why they hold it's not even Ribbis Mucheris. And al derech zeh, they hold it's not aromas ribbis. I would think like this. Enechinami. If you have two people that they want, the guy wants to borrow beribbis. Now they want to make it mutter from a yidin. So this is what they do. They say, here, I'm giving you $10,000, you have to pay me back in a week. And if you don't pay me back in a week, you have a late fee of $1,000. And they both know that he's going to go over the week. And he's going to have the late fee of $1,000. Now the leiva trusts the malva that he's not going to bother him for the money for another 6 months, even though l'chayri he could. As soon as the week went by, that's his man pirayin, l'chayri he could ask him for the money right away, but he knows that he's not going to. So that's haramas ribbis. You're doing ribbis there, harama. But let's say, Taka, you want to give him a free loan. And he wants to take a free loan. And you make up a six-month time to pay back the $10,000. Navas, you're afraid that maybe he'll say at the end of the 6 months, what could I do? I don't have. He'll push off the payment. That's what happens. So mainly, you make up a late fee. If you cross the six-month line, you owe me another $1,000. And for Shteitzach, he doesn't want to lose another $1,000. That will motivate him to pay it on time. And Tommy, he doesn't say, Nechrami, he'll take me out another $1,000. So that's not Haromis Ribbis either. Haromis Ribbis is beside you want Ribbis. Beside you want that he should get money and pay back more. That's what they're both planning on it. Now you've structured in a way that doesn't technically come under the issue of Ribbis. That would always come under the problem of Haromis Ribbis. But here you don't want to lend Ribbis. He doesn't want to borrow Ribbis. You want there should be a late fee to give him incentive to pay back on time. The other Rishonim hold it's not Haromis Ribbis. Al-Kabbalah, the Rashba holds it is. He holds it's Ribbis Mucheris, he holds it's Haramis Ribbis. So he says it's Taka Osir, but the Gemara didn't mention it because it's not really Ribbis. Ksutza, it's not Avak Ribbis, it's just Haramis Ribbis. But L'Chayrit Shver, like the Rivash asked in Simon Shinlam and Hey, the Gemara here says, V'kacha yibaitis menzunan osir al-picha chomim. It says that Beitis menzunan did this al-picha chomim. So how could you say there's a problem of Aramis Shibis Ribis Mucheris, how would the Chacham allow him to do it? How could he do it al pi Chacham l'chayr pella? So the Rivar says the Teretz that by Halva there's a problem of Aramis Shibis and Ribis Mucheris. But just like we said earlier by Aramis Ribis, that if you give back payers, and it's not nikkur that it's Aramis Ribis because you're getting money and giving back payers, there's no issue of Aramis Ribis. So who had been here? Because he's giving money and getting back a field, and it's only a late fee, it's not a problem of Ribis, it's a problem of Aramis Ribis. Whenever you give money and get back a field, so then there's no problem of Aramis Ribis b'chai gavna. So you can't do with Alva. You can't charge a late fee for Alva, but if it ends up being a Mechira, then it's not a problem. So this is the Psak of the Ramah, that any time, when it's Alva, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rajba. It's also to do it. It's Aramis Ribis, it's Ribis Mecheris, it's also to do it. But when it's not Alva, it's a Mechira, like let's say you sell things on credit, but you make up. If you don't pay by a certain time, we're going to have a late fee. That's not a problem of Ribis Bechlal, that's Mutter Gomer. So let's make a sikum of the Shittas. Like we said, the Rimagash above a Basha, the Ridvah here and above a Basha, the Sefer Chumas, they will hold that anytime it's a Ribis Derech Knas, all you're doing is making a late fee for crossing the line of the payment. That's Mutter Gomer, even by Ova. We have the Rajba that says that it's not Ribis, it's not Avak Ribis. We have a Ravid that says that it's Avak Ribis. We have a Rajba that says that it's not Ribis, it's not Avak Ribis, but it is Aramis Ribis or Ribis Mucheris, so it's Aser. But the Evid, when you did Aramis Ribis, or you did Ribis Mucheris, there's no din, even lots of Deshemayim to pay it back, Tanya the Rajba. That's why in this case, he wouldn't have to give it back, he wouldn't have to go back on it. The Rajba mentions, I forgot to mention it before, that in this case, once you did the deal, Hayyos, it's a mashkin, and a mashkin is a pshat that the malva already has it. He's a muchzik in the karka, so mele he could keep it. That's cool that the deal was done already, even though the 3 years didn't pass. It's not his yet. But since it's a mashkin, and you're telling him to give back the mashkin, that's a sluki b'loi zuzi. Like the Gemara says later, that's being mitzi from him, so mele b'dievet, it's good. Al-Derech Zeh, he says in the Gemara in Bava Basra, he already paid back part of his chayiv. So Kumtais, he says like this, I'm paying back part of my chayiv, and if I don't pay the rest of the chayiv within a certain amount of time, that payment is batal, you can keep the payment, and I still own the whole chayiv. So the pshat is he paid already the haramis ribis. He paid already the ribis mucheris. That part was paid. If he doesn't pay the chayiv, this becomes a matana. So vaita, he stuck to the deal because it's not the pshat being mitzi the aramis ribis l'chatchila, you already were mitzi it. So in both these two cases, with the evidence that you made the deal, you have to stick to it. Because in that case, you already gave the money. So Mela, once you gave the money, there's no din to give back money of aramis ribis, even lasis yedei shemayim. And in this case, it's because it's a mashkin. And by a mashkin, once you have a mashkin, there's no din to give back the mashkin if all it is aramis ribis, even latzis yedei shemayim. But lechatchila, to make the deal, ladas der ashba, it's aser. So again, they say the Rimagash Sefer Chumash Yitva holds it's mutter gomer, even by alva. The Rajba holds it's aser al aramis ribis. But since by the evid you made the deal, and now he has the mashkin ready, he already paid for it, he has the mashkin, or in the other case, he already got that money. So it's already chal, and he doesn't have to give it back. The Rivash makes the chilek. Halvoi says there is an issue of aramis ribis, ribis mucheris, but mechir it is not. So any time you're not getting back money, you're just getting back payers or a commodity, or any time you're not giving money, you're giving commodity for money, all these cases, lefi the Rivash, it's mutter, and that's how the Ramah paskins. The Mechaba paskins like the Rajba, that there is an issue of aramis ribis, and the Ramah paskins, like the Rivash, that's dafka when it's halva, when it's money for money. But when it's money for commodity or commodity for money, then it's a heter gomer, and you're allowed to make a late fee, and that's the psak of the Ramah Lacha L'maisa. The Chavis Das holds, though, that Shittas Taisus, we had said in the beginning of the Shia, Taisus asked the Kasha, why by Alveyu Al Sadeyu, Why isn't that ribis? And Taisus says, because he's not stuck to the deal. Because he could easily sell the field to whoever he wants and pay him back within 3 years, and he didn't. In Dem state, that he wasn't doing it for Alva, he was doing it Stam, he wanted to give him a matana. That if he would be stuck to the deal, even though the deal was a knas for paying late, it is an issa ribis. So he wants to say Taisus, and the Rosh also says like Taisus, they don't hold that it's whole late fee thing. They hold it's mamash ribis. The Chavisdas is very bothered by the Rishenim. He says, Lamaisa, he asks the Shaila like this. If I say I'm going to lend you money, and if it rains in 3 weeks from now, then you have to pay me extra. That wouldn't be called ribis. Lamaisa, I'm going to get extra money because I lent you money. So here also, what's the difference if I lend you money and I say if it rains in 3 weeks from now, you'll have to pay me extra. That's avada ribis. And if I say if you don't pay me within 3 months, you have to pay me extra. What's the difference? That's also should be called ribis. He wants the paskin like what he holds the sheet, the stasis, and the rush. That it's mamash ribis ksutza. But we don't bask in that way. Now, Gaisim Ibarach Tainas, it's very different. Stam to make it tonight that you have to pay me extra if something happens, I've added that's ribis. But here, the point of it is you're supposed to pay back early. That is the condition. You have to, the conditions of the loan is to pay back earlier than that deadline, to pay back on time, not to pass the deadline. So all it is security to taka keep the tanaya the alva, that's not ribis. Al-Kopanim, L'chayr, it's a good aura where the Chavisdas is saying that Taisus is mashmi, didn't hold it a whole shtickle. So come there's four shittas. A shittah that's mutta mikol v'kol, a shittah that's asa because of aramis, that's the rimagash and sefer chumas ritvam. A shittah, sarashba, that's asa also aramis ribis and ribis mucheris. The shittah's rivash is mechal between halva and mechira. Halva, it's asa because of aramis ribis, mechira, it's mutta gomer. And as I pass in the Ramah, and then the Shita said, Taisus L'chaya, that doesn't hold the whole thing. And the Chavisdas learns, according to Taisus, is Mamash Ribis Ksutza. Now, the Chumas Rashba says, Klar, in Chisanta Alocha, you want to make a Knas, fine, but you can't let the Knas accrue. You can't say, if you don't pay back in 1 month, then for every week that you're late, it's going to be an extra thing. You don't pay back in 6 months. For every week that you're late, you get more and more money. He says, you do that, that's Ribis. Shachming Zana Machloikis, the Maralbach and the Mabit, is that Ribis Ksutza or is that Avak Ribis? But I'll go upon him, that Zicha Osir, Das Shtein Shulchan Aruch, Ribis Derech Knas is Mut if it's a one time Knas. You miss the deadline, you pay a Knas. But if the Pshad is that every week it's going to be added to the Knas, that's Mamash Aga, not that the Mechaber Moz Mashpitz Mamash Ribis Ksutza. Because the addition, the accruing of the ribis, that's zicha b'shvil v'amtona of the mice. That's not a one-time thing. That's not for passing the borderline. It can't accrue because you only pass the borderline once. The fact that it accrues, the fact that it's nistaisiv, it gets more and more, that's zicha because you had the money for more and more time. That's zicha aganat, that's ribis ksutza. Some achrayim hold, no, it's just avak ribis, it's mechzik ribis, it looks much, much more like ribis. Ba'ak abanim dashteira alocha, the fine, it has to be a one-time thing. Also, the Bach says, you know, the Taz and Shach didn't understand the Bach that way, but other Achrein, the Mebarach, understood the Bach that way, and I think Ladina, everyone be maskim. If you make up like this, if you don't pay me in 6 months, you get a knas, but then you can keep the money for another 6 months. Once you pass the borderline and you get a knas, you already can keep the money for another 6 months. Zok the Bach, and I understand the Bach, that's Ribbis Gemurah. And the Svar is Pashit. I think everyone's masking to the din. It's just the Shach and Taz didn't learn the Bach that way, and that's why they say what he says is Asr is Mutter. But if you learn the Bach that way, I think everyone's masking that this is Asr. Because Ein Achinami, if you pay before the deadline, you wouldn't have to pay anything. But the Knas is not only for passing the deadline. The Knas allows you to keep the money for an extra 6 months. Someone says, if you want alva, you have to pay me money. I'm mechayiv myself that if you pay me money, I'll give you the alva. But it's non-refundable. Even if you change your mind about the alva, you don't get the money back. Avadet al bikol ribis ksutza. You're paying for the halvah. So here also, even though it's the payment is partially a knas for not paying on time, but the payment is also allowing you to keep the money for an extra 6 months. So even though it will be the same payment if you don't keep the money for 6 months, but lemaisa, the payment does allow you to keep it for 6 months. Avada nabi ribas gemura. The whole din of derech knas is where the knas doesn't change your ability to use the money. We're after the zman pirayin. The knas is you have to pay a knas, and you also you mechuyev to pay it right away. Now, if you don't pay it right away, okay, so you didn't pay it right away. If you don't have the money, you don't have the money. But it's not the pshat that now you have a right not to pay it back. You have a right not to use the money more. If you have a right to use the money more, avadah now be called ribas gemura. So that's the din lefi shulchan aruch. By alvah, you're not allowed to charge a late fee. That's the Rashba, Saramas Rubis, Hasrubis Mucheris. By Mechira, you're allowed to charge a late fee. But the two conditions, one is that it can accrue from week to week. You can't charge two late fees. You can't say that your fee is that every day that you're late, you have an extra thing. It's a one-time late fee for crossing the border, period. And bay is a late fee can allow you to keep the money for extra time. It's a late fee, but you still have to pay right away. But chai gav, then that's when it's mutter to have a late fee. And now let's start the Gemara right to the sugya v'smachta. The Gemara says about the Mishnah, the case where he said, he lent him money and he said that if you don't pay me back within 3 years, the field is mine. That works. It's valid. He gets the field. So the Gemara starts off with the Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna says that b'shas matan mois, if he made this tonight, the time of the alvah, kana akel, then he gets the entire thing. But l'achar matan mois, if it's after he gave the money, then l'kana l'kenegin ma'isav, then he's only kana k'neged the money. And Tosis points out, the Ritva also learns this way, if he makes a deal that's more than k'neged ma'isav, he wouldn't be kana at all. You can't be kana half of the deal, either the deal works or not. L'kana l'kenegin ma'isav means that he's only kaina if he makes the deal k'neged ma'isav, because that's less of an asmachta. So Rav Huna is mechalik between if you are making the deal of the entire field more than what the field is worth, more than what the alva is worth, I mean, or you're making a deal of just what the alva is worth, that's less of an asmachta. And he's also being mechalik between if you're doing a b'shas matan mois, where there you assume there's more of a gemira stas, then if you're doing a la'acha matan mois, what is less of a gemira's das? Rav Nachman om afil la'acha matan mois kana akel. Rav Nachman at first said that even after matan mois, he's kind of everything. And then later the Gemara says, ha'adam Rav Nachman afil b'shas matan mois le'kana v'le klum. He's not kind of anything. And that's the Gemara's maskana, that even b'shas matan mois le'kana v'le klum. And even though the Mishnah says you kind of, the Gemara says two truths, and either the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yossi, that says that asmachta kanya, but we pass an asmachta like kanya. Or the Mishnah is talking about when you say kni me'achshav. When you say kni me'achshav, then there's no problem of asmachta, and we're going to explain that by Richus later in the shiur. But first, one quick hour from the Rishonim. The Gemara discusses if la'acha matan mois, yikana akoil, yikana keneged ma'isav. Is it an asmachta? Because la'acha matan mois is more of a tzad that it's an asmachta. You have less gemiras das la'acha matan mois. Fine. But the Rishonim ask, where's the kinyan? Where's the maisa kinyan? Whether you have das or not, that's one shaila. Asmachta le'kanya is even when there's a maisa kinyan, but we assume he doesn't have das. He's just doing it because he wants to assure his friend, asmachta, he wants his friend to be soymech on it. He doesn't have a serious intention of kinyan. That's the side of asmachta. So you can clear. La'acha matan mois, is he doing it because he does intend the kinyan? Does he have intention? Doesn't he? It depends. If it's the entire field, so there's less of a chance he has an intention. There's more of a svara to say he has no intention of k'neged ma'isav. It's less of a svara to say he has no intention. That's the sugya. But the shaila is, you need a ma'isa kinyan. B'shas matan mois is a ma'isa kinyan. Mois kindness. It's karka here. You're giving money and you're making a deal that if I don't pay them back within 3 years, you get the field. The mois is the ma'isa kinyan on the field. But la'acha matan mois, you gave him the money. You lent him the money already. So how could you make a deal that if he doesn't pay back within 3 years, you get the field? Even if your intentions are complete, it's not an asmachta b'chlal. You have full das Abadas is not enough. We need a Maisa Kinyan. Das Vagin Rishayna. So the two Terutzim in the Rishayna. The Rishayna being down there, Ivid Steretz. And Gavaldi Gechidish Ladina. That since this field was a Mashkin, Hilveyu Al Sadeyu, Zag the Ivid, if someone has a field by him that's a Mashkin, and you tell him, go be kind in the field, he's kind of without a Maisa Kinyan. A mashkin, like the Gemara says later, is a shchunagade. It's like his. It's in his rishus. He has it. So there, you could be magnetim without a ma'aser kinyan. It's kilu. He has it by him. He could be kainer without a ma'aser kinyan. Like a malde gechidish. That's one teretz. The Ritva, he says, hacha b'ma'askin, and you made a ma'aser kinyan. Hacha ma'askin, and it's talking about you made a ma'aser kinyan. Chazaka or chalipin wouldn't work, because at this point we're not talking about Me'akshav, we're talking about the Kinyan should be Chal after 3 years. So there's a din called Kalsa Kinyane. When you pay money for something, you could make that the money should be kind of later, because even if the money isn't around, but the Shibud of the money is still Kayim, that's the Gemara in Kedushin. It's not called Mekanish Shemulva. You don't say Kalsa Kinyane when you Mekanish Lacha Lamin, because the Shibud of the money is still around, and the Mela, the Kenyan works for Lachazman, as long as you originally gave the money, L'shem the Kenyan. Hashegin Chazaka, or Kenyan Sudu, we're going to speak about this later in the Shia, Chalipin, that only works to be kind right away. It doesn't work to be kind of Lachazman. There's a problem of Kalsa Kenyane. The Chazaka doesn't exist anymore. The Kenyan Sudu doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't work. But Shtar works. As long as the Shtar is around, if you give him a Shtar, and the Shtar says if you don't pay back within 3 years, you get the field. There's a Kenyan Shtar. Karak is nicknessed because of a Shtar of a Chazaka. So, Hachel Ma'iskin, and you made a Kenyan Shtar. That's stayed in the Ritva. Achrayim were mechavim to these Terutzim. The Teres Chaim was mechavim to the Ritva. The Teres Chaim says that we're talking about he made another Kenyan, he made a Kenyan Shtar. He brings a Raya from the Gemara because the Gemara said that Ovid of Nachman Uvda, Gabi Reish Kalusa Kishmaitsei, that he made an Uvda, in other words, at Lachaman Mois Kana Akoil. And then it says, Rav Yehuda was Kari Rav Yehuda L'shtari. Rav Yehuda ripped the shtar. Vaisis was a shtar. Vaisis was a Kenyan shtar. The Pnei Yeshua, he brings the Teres Chaim, but he says that the Paiskim are mashman away. The Paiskim that talk about Lachamat Mois, they don't mention that there was an extra Kenyan. So Mel, he was Mechavin to the Ravid, that once it's a mashkin, you could be Kaina without any Maisa Kenyan. He says it's like Mechila. You have it, it's just like you owe it to him. A mashkin, the pshat is you have it, it's just that he has a right to get it back when he's meichel his chus on the karka, and you already have his mashkin kind of without a maisa kinyan. That's the Ravid's pshat, that's what Pei Yeshua is mechavin to. I want to mention, there's a shitas Rambam that says that the problem of milva is only problem by kedushin. When you owe Isha money, and you tell the Isha, I want to be mekadesh you with the money that you owe me, the Isha owes you money, the Ish owes an Ish money, and the Ish tells her, I want to be Mekadesh you with the money that you owe me. You could keep that money now. And that's a Kedushin. The Gemara says, Mekadesh and Milvain and Mekadeshes. Now, the Gemara actually says, Bemecher Leikana. It's a Gemara and Kedushin in the second paragraph, Nun. But the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. The Rambam says, by Kedushin, the Rambam taka paskins that Mekadesh and Milvain and Mekadeshes. But the Rambam holds that by Mecher, a Milva could be used as Kenyan Kesef. And this big Arichos had a Rambam shtims, but this Gemara could be a Makari for the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, it's good, even though it's La'achamat and Mais, but the Mais were Alva, so you could still buy the field with the Milva. If you don't pay me within 3 years, so that money, that Halva that you owe me, should be a Kinyan on the Karaka. So that would be a third Teretz. You have the Ravid's Teretz, that by a Mashkin, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. You have the Dvas Teretz, Hacha Maiskin, you made a Maisa Kinyan. According to the Rambam, Mekadesh and Milva will be good, so you could use the Milva to make the Maisa Kinyan, just like B'Shas Mat and Mois, using the Mois of the Alva to be a Maisa Kinyan. If he doesn't pay back, L'Achamat Mois, you could use the Alva itself to be a Maisa Kinyan if he doesn't pay back. And now let's get to the Sugya of Asmachta. So the Rishonim asked the following question. In our Gemara, it's Mavur, that any time you say Me'achshav, when you say, if this and this should happen, then you get this, it's an asmachta. But if you make a kinyan of me'achshav, you say me'achshav that you get it from now, not when that and that happens, you get it. But from now you get it, then it's not an asmachta. Thus, Shteinun Zugamar. So the Rishayim's kasha is, Taisus talks about in all the Rishayim here, there's a Gemara in the Darim, Daf Chav Zayin, in the third parak of the Darim. The Gemara was discussing about a guy that was in the middle of a din Torah. He had to go. He tells the Bezin, listen, I have to go now. I'm going to be back within 30 days. They didn't want to let him go. He said, if I'm not back within 30 days, you get my schusim. You get the shtaris that prove that I'm right. You keep it. All my shtaris are gone. Rip them up. They're void. That was what he said to have the security that he'll be back within 30 days. The question of asmachta. The Gemara also discusses what if he didn't come back by einus. That's the discussion of einus betanon. But the question was all things in asmachta. So the Gemara ends all the maskana. Asmachta is kanya, v'hu d'leyonis, if he's not an einus, v'hu d'kanaminei b'bezdin chashev. If he made a kinyan sudr, b'bezdin chashev, then asmachta works. So the Rishayim ask, when you make a kinyan sudr, like we said before, a kinyan sudr has to be me'achshev. You cannot make a kinyan sudr that should work lach hazman. It's another Gemara in the Darim. A kinyan sudr only works for right away. The kinyan sudr does not work for lach hazman because it's hajj sudr l'mare. You say kalsa kinyane. So, since it says in that Gemara that asmachta works by konamine, obviously we're talking about me'achshev. And yet the Gemara says you need another tanai. Nihu de konamine bebezin chashev. That even though it's me'achshev, it only works when the kinyan is done in a bezdin chashev. And here it says that when it's me'achshev, it's not asmachta. It doesn't make any tanai bezdin chashev. And any time it's konamine, it's a kinyan that has to be me'achshev. So this is the stira. In that Gemara, it's mavur that any time you say me'achshev, it's not asmachta. In that Gemara, it's mavur that if you have a kinyan, which l'chaya has to be me'achshev, nevertheless, it still could be an asmachta if you don't have the other tanai of bezin chashev. That's the kasha that the Rishayim are bothered with. So there are basically two mahalchim had answered the kasha, two basic mahalchim. There's a tremendous amount of different details you could put in. But there's basically two mahalchim. The mahalch of Taisus here, and the Rosh, and other Rishayim on those lines, is that really, even when you say me'achshev, it's an asmachta. But derech klal, when you go make a tanai, when you say, if I do this or if I don't do this, you'll get this. Even though you said you'll get it me'achshev, it's an asmachta. You need bezin chashev, that's the Gemara in the Dar. What's Ibshad in Agamar? Agamar is the exception. You have the re that says in our Taisus here, the reason for the exception is, first of all, it's b'shas matan mois, so it seems more like a mechira. It doesn't seem like an asmacht. It seems like he's buying the field. And beis, he's doing him a taiva by the halva. He's doing him a favor. He's lending him money. So there's more of a gemir's das to the deal he makes up for the loan that he receives. So together with these svaris, that he's doing him a taiva, that he's lending him money, and the fact that this has more of an appearance of a mechira, he's getting paid for the field, memela, that's why me'achshev works. But in any other case of asmachta, any other time that somebody wants to guarantee that he'll do something or he won't do something and make up a fine, even if he makes up that it should be me'achshev, that would be a problem of asmachta. The only exception is, the only time it would work is like the Gemara says, if he does a kinyan, bebezin chashev, without a bezin chashev, even me'achshev won't work. That's a sheet this thesis. So Agamar is an exception. That was the Reis said. The Reis says our exception is because he did a metayv, and it's also ke'ein mecher, because he's makd in the whole karka, they should get it b'tayris mashkin. And the other Rabbeinu Tam that says, a little bit more bright, that any time you actually give him the thing that you're promising him as an asmachta, he actually has it in his hand, even though you're not being machnitim. But if you also say me'achshev, and he actually gets the thing in his hand, and it's a kinyan me'achshev, then it's not an asmachta. It's only an asmachta when you give it to him, and you don't make a kinyan me'achshev. Now, Shankin in that Gemara, you didn't give it to him in his hand, you gave it to the Bezdin. So then, it's considered an asmachta without a kinyan me'bezdin chashev. That's Shittas Taisus. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, there is another way to make something Isa Smachta, even without this Ke'ein Mecher and Asa Taiva. It's by giving him the actual thing in his hand, that he should be holding it, and you say, Kinyan Me'achshev, that would be not an Asmachta l'fi Rabbeinu Tam. But in an ordinary case, Kinyan doesn't work, you need a Kinyan Bebezin Chashev. But the other Rishaynim, the Rishaynim bring this from the Gayin, presumably Rafai Gayin, and it's the Ramban in the Helchus and Halachas there in the Darim, and it's the Rajba, and it's the Ran, and Kama the Kama Rishaynim. The Rambam also holds that way, and they bring it B'Shem the Rif also. That when this Gemara says that Me'akshav is not an Asmachta, that's the rule. The rule is that Me'akshav is no Asmachta. And you don't need a Kinyan B'Bezen Chashiv. And the Rabbi, the Rishaynim are bothered that Bezen Chashiv shouldn't help. What does Bezen Chashiv have to do with anything? What does Bezen Chashiv have to do with it? Bezen Chashiv, they say, is the Pshad, when you're dealing with something with Bezdin, like in that case, where there's a fight going on with Bezdin, then Bezen Chashiv works, it's Alumi Lafguyim Emayna. So they learn that case is the exception. The reason why there's an Asmachta is because he didn't really want this whole deal. He wasn't interested. He didn't even agree to it. The Bezdin forced him into it. The Bezdin told him, we're only allowing you to leave if you give us a schusim and say that if you don't come back in 3 days, we'll be batal. The Bezdin has no right. The Bezdin doesn't necessarily have a right to do it, except if they're a Bezdin chashiv, they're alum milafkuyim emayna. But there it's much more than a smachta because he's forced into it by the Bezdin. That's why the Rishayim say you need Bezdin chashiv. Normally, whenever somebody himself goes in his own interpersonal dealings with his friend, and he wants, for whatever reason, to secure his friend on something, and he says, if I do something, or if I don't do anything, you'll get this, you'll get that, and it's me'akshav, he makes a kinyan me'akshav, then avad it's kaina. You don't say asmachta when it's me'akshav, like the Gemara here says. That Gemara is an exception because he never wanted to do it. Bezdin forced him into it. That's why it's much more of an asmachta. That's why you need Bezdin chashiv, because they're alumi lafkuyim emayna. That's how most Rishayim put it. The Ramban and Halachos and the Rashba. The Ran the Eifenot and the Darim says a little bit different. The Ran doesn't like this thing about Bezdin chashiv being alimi lafkuyim emayna. That's not the point of the Bezdin chashiv, because he asks, if they're alimi lafkuyim emayna, so who needs kanamine? Let them just take it, make up the deal, force him to agree with the deal, and then they could implement the deal, because they're alimi lafkuyim emayna. Why would you need kanamine Bezdin chashiv? So the Ran says a Knech, that since here, he wasn't all that interested in the deal, and the Bezdin, like we're saying, they can't force him according to the Ran. They're not a Lima Lefkoyim Amayna, they can't force him, but they could influence him to do the deal. It's not considered he's doing the deal by his own free will. So that's why a Kinyan Me'akshav alone doesn't help. But if not for Bezdin Chashiv, then even a Kinyan doesn't help. Because a Bezdin Chashiv is a pshat, you don't joke around with a Bezdin Chashiv. You don't say something which you don't really mean when there's a Bezdin Chashiv around. So if you have a Kinyan with a Bezdin Chashiv, even though he really doesn't want to do it, but when he made a Kinyan with a Bezdin Chashiv, then you say he's not joking around, then he's kaina. Hashem came when there's no Bezdin Chashiv, so then he could say, I was joking around, I didn't mean it. Asmachta ad no gmir is das. But the Ran also agrees with the sight of the Rishayim that Gemara is the exception because he didn't really want to do it. Bezdin forced him to do it. Masha'en Kain, in any other case, Me'akshav, would be considered a Kenyan Gomer and not an Asmachta. Now, the Rambam also says, Klar, that any time it's Me'akshav, it's not an Asmachta. The Rambam is Perik, Yudala Fuchs Mechir Alochi Zayin. And then later in the Perik, the Rambam quotes the Gemara in the Darm. He says, there's something else which is not Asmachta. When you cut him in a Bezdin Chashiv, and he gives the example of the Gemara in the Darm, where his Mafis is Chuyas, cut him in a Bezdin Chashiv also makes it it's not an Asmachta. So the Rambam, you really have this problem, because the Rambam's not mashma like the Rishayim, that there's a chilek that when Bezdin forces the Asmachta, then it is an Asmachta, and that's why you need Bedafka Kanamine Bezdin Chashiv. That's why you Bedafka need Bezdin Chashiv. He's mashma that even when you have an Asmachta, Kanamine Bezdin Chashiv works. In the beginning of the parak, he shteld avek the Dine Asmachta. The Dine Asmachta is when you do a lachazman, when you make up the deal for afterwards, when you make the deal for right away, that's not an Asmachta. And then the Rambam says, I have another case where it's not an Asmachta. Kaname Bezdin Chashiv. Command it's mefurish in the Rambam that the case of Kaname Bezdin Chashiv is a case of Lachizman, is a case where you don't have Me'akshav. But then you have the Rishayim's Kasha. If you're Kaname, by definition, that's called Me'akshav. And the Rambam seems very clearly to be learning the case of Kanim Nevi Bezen Chashid that it's not Me'achshav. So what's Pshat? So the Kesef Mishnah says three Pshatim. Kesef Mishnah Taka learns the Rambam like we're learning that the case of Bezen Chashav is a case where it's not Me'achshav. So what's Kanimine? What's Kanime? How does a Kinyan work when it's not Me'achshav? So the first Pshat is the Kesef Mishnah brings down the Tamidei Rashba. We don't have that Sefer. Kesef Mishnah had a Sefer Tamidei Rashba of Metzia. The Tamidei Rashba say a third teretz to the Gemara in the Nedarim, that the Gemara in the Nedarim is not talking about Me'achshav. So how does the Kinyan Suda work when it's not Me'achshav? Zog the Tamidei Rashba, all it is showing you seriousness. It's not going to Mehilchas Kinyan Suda. The other Kinyanim you're doing there. But when you're being Mechazik, the Kinyan that you're doing with the Kinyan Suda, Bebezin Chashav, that shows that you're serious. The Kinyan Suda, Bebezin Chashav, is a new method to show the Gemir's Das and to make it Isis Machta. But Enechanami, the Etzim Kinyan Suda doesn't work. It's not a valid Kinyan Suda. You need another Kinyan. But the Kinyan Suda, even though it's not valid, it does indicate your Das. It makes it Isis Machta. When you do this Kinyan Suda, Bebezin Chashav, that shows your Gemir's Das. You can't die in a Smachta anymore. That's one teretz the Kesef Mishnah says in the Rambam. He goes with the Tamidei Rashba. Another teretz he says, based on the Chedush HaRan that we spoke out, the Ran in the Nedarim, that he says like this. He says, when you make a kinyan, and you do not say that it's Me'achshav, so that means you don't mean it's Me'achshav. Aye, what do you mean? Yeah, it's an Asmachta. You taka don't mean it. So you make a kinyan sudr. Let's say you tell somebody, if I don't pay you back within 3 years, I'll give you my car. And you make a Kinyan Suda on the car. Zakhtaran, that's an Asmachta. I'm a Akshav is not an Asmachta. And the Kinyan Suda, that's your Me'achshav. Zakhtaran, fakert. Because he didn't mean it. So he didn't make the Kinyan Suda to be Me'achshav. That's where Bezen Chashav comes in. Bezen Chashav means that you mean it, and then it's Taka Me'achshav. So the case of our Gemara is where he said it's Me'achshav. The case of the Gemara in the Dharma is he didn't say it's Me'achshav, so if you do not have a Bezen Chashav, we assume it's not Me'achshav, and then the Kinyan Suda is valueless. And when you do have a Bezen Chashav, then, since you don't have a Tainas Asmachta, so the Kinyan Suda Veta Kinyan Me'achshav, and then it does work. That's the second Teretz the Kesef Mishnah says. And the third Teretz he says is the Magen Mishnah holds that the Shita Saramam is the Kinyan Suda works for Lachizman. It's very from the Gemara in the Dharma, but that's what the Magen Mishnah holds. That would also stim in the Rambam. Al Kabbanim, the three basic terutzim between how to learn a Gemara that says Me'achshav works and the Gemara in Adon that says you need Kanim Nebevezin Chashav, Taisis Teretz is that our Gemara is the exception. It's only because, like the Ri says, he did a Taiva and he gave him a Mashkin, his Kemekachum Memkar, doesn't look so much like an Asmachta. That's how Me'achshav works. Normally, Me'achshav does not work. Rabbeinu Tam says, because when you give over the actual thing to the other person, to the Baldin's hand, and you tell him that smachta with me'achshav, that works, but if you don't give it over to his hand, it doesn't work. But Al Kapanim, it's Agamar that's the exception. And Agamar, there's a reason why it's not an asmachta, because he said me'achshav, normally it is. You have the Rishonim's pshat that say that Gemara is the exception. Since Bezdin forced him to do it, so mel, it's much more of an asmachta, that's why I need a Bezdin chashav. But that's Ravi Shainin to Mefkiya's Mammon, but that's the Ran to show you that he's serious. But normally Me'achshav is an Asmachta, and you have the Rambam, which says that Gemara is not Me'achshav. Aye, Kinyan Suda has to be Me'achshav. See, the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam's Kinyan Suda doesn't have to be Me'achshav. Or the Kinyan Suda would work like the Tamidei Rashba to show his Das, even though it's Betz, not a valid Kinyan because it's not Me'achshav. Or the fact that there's a Bezen Chashav there that shows his Gemir Stas and that Gufa means that he means a Me'achshav. Al Kapanim, that Gemara is not Me'achshav. So the Mechaber and Simon Reish Zayin, Sivya Dalet Paskins, like the Rishonim, that every Me'achshav is not Asmachta. And the Ramah, Paskins like Taisus and the Rosh, that no. That even Me'achshav is an Asmachta. Agamar is the expression. He doesn't explain if he means like Rabbeinu Tam, that when you give it over, it's not Asmachta. If he means like the Ri, that it's only in this case, which is Asloi Teva, together with the fact that it's a Mashkins Kemeka Chumemka. Halamaisi passes like Taisus Kedarka. But there's one other very Yisaynistic raid in the Rishonim, which is very important for the understanding of the Sugya of Asmachta. And a little bit, it's also negated to the Sugya a little bit later on the Vayin Dalet. I'm not sure if we're going to get to it then. We're going to start it at least now. And the Shalos Rishonim ask a kasha, The Ramban asks his kasha in the Halachas and Nedarim, and the Shainim will speak about it. What is the difference between Tnai and Asmachta? Every time you sell something and you say, if you do the Tnai, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Or you give a Matana al Tnai. Why isn't that always an Asmachta? What exactly is the difference between Tnai and Asmachta? So again, there are two basic mahalachim to understand the chiluk between Tnai and Asmachta. The Rambam's mahalach is that any time you're not goymer the kinyan now, but you push off the kinyan for the time of the kiyum or bitul atnai, that's called asmachta. Any time you goymer the kinyan now, the me'achshav, that's not an asmachta. Any time you push it off to later, that is an asmachta. Gemiris das means you're ready to commit now. You make it tonight. I'm ready to commit on the gevissa tonight. But the kinyan is now. That's Hilchas Tanon. That's a kinyan. That's not an asmachta. That's called the Tanai. But if the pshat is, I'm not ready to commit anything now. When there's a kinyan at Tanai, then there'll be a kinyan. That's called an asmachta. You weren't going to das yet. Such a kinyan can't work. Even if he made the kinyan afterwards, even if he was machzik in the field afterwards, it doesn't work. Lamai said the Rambam's mavur, a little bit like Rabbeinu Tam's svara, that if you give it over to him, and he has it ready, he's a machzik in it, so also works. That's also a commitment, even though it's not a kinyan me'achshav. But the aside of the chiluk between Tnai and Asmachta is simply, Asmachta is when it's not me'achshav, Tnai is when it is me'achshav. Kamuvan, Levi Taisus that holds you can have Asmachta even when it's me'achshav, that teretz wouldn't shtip. The Ramban, and Halacha says differently. The Ramban says it depends who you're saying should do or not do the specific thing that you want. If it's you, if you're being told tonight in something that you do or you don't do, that's an asmachta. That means, obviously, the pshat is you don't want to give it to him. You're just telling him, if I do this, if I break the engagement, or if I don't invest your money that you're giving with me, or whatever the case may be, you're like giving yourself a fine. If I do this, or if I don't do this, then you get a certain amount of money. That's not a tnai, that's an asmachta. Because obviously he doesn't want to do it. He's just doing it to make a fine, to make a security. That's called an asmachta. But if the question is, if you do it, the question is, if you do it, if you're going to do this particular thing. So you can't say he doesn't want it to happen. He thinks Yana might do it. If Yana wants to do it, then he'll do it and the deal will be done. So obviously he meant it. Other Rishayim say it more clear. They say, when it's b'derech knas, what the guy's obvious intention is that the deal should not go through. He's making a knas. He's saying, I agree to a certain thing in order to provide security for my guarantee of whatever I'm trying to guarantee. I say that if I break my guarantee, you get a certain thing. So obviously he doesn't want it to happen. That's an asmachta. Now Shane came when the nature of the deals of Pshat, I do want it to happen. The Tanai B'nai Gadol Meruven. So Moshe said, if you go across the Yarden, then you deserve Eretz Yisrael. And if you don't, then you don't get Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted them to go across the Yarden. He wanted to give them Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Hagilot, I mean. So that's not an Asmachta. You want it to happen. You just want that tonight. Asmachta is when you clearly don't want it to happen, you make it a Knas. That's what Yishayim explained. The Ramban also explains this. Why does the Gemara and Bava Basha discuss Arev being an Asmachta? Arev is not something which he himself does. The Gemara says when someone takes an Arvus, when someone is a co-signer for someone else's loan, the Gemara discusses why it's not an Asmachta. The Gemara has to have reasons. Sometimes the Gemara says it is an Asmachta. But the reason is simple why there's a question of Asmachta by Arev. Because he obviously wants and he obviously assumes that the loiva will pay back the loan. That's what he wants. That's what he thinks is going to happen. Either he thinks the loiva is a trustworthy person and he's going to pay back the loan. That's why he doesn't mind being the Arev. Or he thinks he has power over the loiva to be able to force him in Bezin to pay back the loan. When someone takes Arvus, he's not intending to pay the Arvus. He's intending the loiva should pay the loan. That's why it's an issue of Asmachta. It's just by Arev, you don't have an Asmachta. For whatever reason, the Gemara at the end of Bava Basha discusses that. But the Yisayin HaDavar is Asmachta is the Pshan when he really doesn't want the whole deal. It's not the Pshat he wants that if this tie happens, there should be a deal. He assumes it's not going to happen. He's trying to assure him that it won't happen. As the Taisus discusses there in the Vayin Dalad, we'll get to it, that the Gemara, this is called b'yadei lav asmachtehi. When it's something which he easily could do, it's not considered an asmachta. Taisus there makes a lot of chalukim. He says, if it's not b'yadei klau, if it's totally out of your hands, that's not called an asmachta. You're not assuming it's going to happen. It's totally out of your hands. That's why he says gambling is not an asmachta. When you say, if my horse wins, if your horse wins, I'll pay you, and if my horse wins, you'll pay me, that's not an asmachta, Zaktaisis. Because you don't assume that your horse will win. You don't know. There's no way for you to know. If it's not b'yadei klau, that's not an asmachta. That's obviously Agamir's das. And Taisus says, when it's b'yadei legamri, when it is b'yadei, but it's b'yadei legamri, then he says it depends. If it's loy gozim, it's also not an asmachta. That's the Gemara there. That means if he's saying what should be the natural consequence, like if I don't invest your money, I'll pay you back as if I invested it, or if I don't work on your field, I'll pay you back as if I worked on your field, I'll pay you all what you would get. That's what the person could expect. That's a proper business thing. That's also not called an asmachta. If he's gozim, it's an asmachta. If I don't invest your money, I'll pay you double. If I don't work your field, I'll pay you 1,000 zuz. That's an asmachta, because he intends to work on the field. He doesn't intend to make him lose so much money, and he's gozim. That's too much to be an appropriate business deal. The other case of asmachta is, like when it's b'yodei v'lav b'yodei, like Agamara, you don't know if you could pay back. You assume you'll be able to pay back, but you don't know 100% sure. Then it's an asmachta. You're intending to pay back. You really wanted to pay back. But you also wanted that if you wouldn't be able to pay back, you wouldn't be stuck to your word. So B'kit said it basically two terutz into this teretz, to this kasha, what is the chiluk between t'nai and asmachta? The Rambam holds that the chiluk is one chiluk. Anything that's me'akshav, that's considered. T'nai, anything that's la'ach hazman, lacks k'miris das, that's considered asmachta. But the other rishayim, that's at a mechaber paskin, also there in Siman Reish Zayin. But the other Rishayim, the Ramah brings down, hold, it's not the Vart. The side of Asmachta is when you really don't want the deal to go through, you're intending that it doesn't go through, you're just trying to give him some security that in case the deal doesn't go through, you'll pay up, you'll give him this, you'll give him that. That's called Asmachta. T'nai is where you want it to happen. You just want it t'nai. That's called t'nai. We don't want it to happen. It's kein a knas. That's called asmachta. So generally speaking, if it's something that the baldov is going to do, that's usually a t'nai. You're not canceling yourself for something that he could do. Generally speaking, like we said from Taisus, if it's out of your hand, that's a t'nai. You're not canceling yourself for something that's out of your hand. If it's totally beyond the, like we said, and it's loy gozim, that's also not called an asmachta. That's a sugya there. That's an appropriate business deal. But when it's gozim, when it's not completely b'yodai, and the Nidab Shad is, he doesn't want it to happen, he's making up a knas, there we say it's an asmachta, there we say he lacks k'miris das, and in Mela, we have the din of asmachta le'kanya. That's the Rashi Prakim of the Sugi of asmachta.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.